Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to two kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's something magical about lying on the grass and looking up at the stars. With no moon in the sky, they're my only source of light. The crickets are my company, and the grass is my bed. Tonight, the world is peaceful. It's the longest night of the year, and I wanted to spend it in the night. The days have been getting shorter and shorter, but now it's time for them to lengthen. This time of year reminds me that things are always changing, even when they don't seem to be. It reminds me to stop and take it all in while I can. I breathe in the crisp, cool air as I connect the dots in the stars above. They form constellation after constellation, moving slowly across the clear, calm sky. I feel so small, and I love it.
Hi there.
What the? You're glowing.
Yes, I am.
Is that normal?
For me, I suppose it is.
Okay. Sorry. I thought I was alone.
Are you stargazing?
Yeah. I got a little wrapped up in it and didn't hear you come over.
I don't make a lot of noise.
Because you're floating?
Yes. Does that scare you?
You don't seem very scary.
Opinions do vary. I am a ghost, after all.
I've never met a ghost before. But where are my manners? Hi, I'm Orion.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. I am Scarlet.
Are you stargazing too? Nice night for it.
It is indeed. I like to stargaze on my free nights.
Is that why you're here tonight? Not that I want you to go, of course. I'd certainly enjoy some stargazing company, but...
But you know all ghosts have unfinished business. You're correct. I didn't stick around just to stargaze. I'm looking for my granddaughter.
Do you know where she is? I'm new to this area, but I could ask around if you wanted me to.
I located her recently, in fact. She lives in a city over that hill. But there's a problem. The city is warded, and I cannot pass into its boundaries. So while I know where she is, I do have a request. I know we have only just met, but if you were able to bring her here so I can speak to her, I would be most grateful.
Of course I'll help you, Scarlet.
Thank you, Ryan. Her name is Thea, and she is just wonderful. A really bright woman. Though, I worry she might need some convincing to follow a stranger to a field at night. I think you should know a little about me and why I'm looking for her. Perhaps you could better explain the situation to her that way.
That makes sense. I would love to hear your story.
I told you my name was Scarlet, but for most of my life I went by Scar. I was a pirate. A pretty good one, if I say so myself, and I mean it in both senses of the word. I was never into the killing and maiming aspects of piracy. Rather, I was in it for the thrill of the chase. Running a ship down and looting it, now that's what I was good at. I had a knack for knowing which ships were owned by rich merchants and how to make them a little bit poorer.
Wow, that's a real talent.
Thank you. Now, with me having been a pirate, and now being a ghost, you might think I died in some glorious battle at sea, but you'd be wrong. I lived a wonderful, full life. It did involve several glorious battles at sea, but none of them lethal. I was happiest at sea and spent most of my life there, but I did settle down with my partners for a spell and even had a child, who I named Violet. I raised and took care of them with my partners, Corey and Gwen.
Would Violet be Thea's parent then? And Corey and Gwen, her other grandparents?
That's exactly right. I loved having a family, but a big part of me missed my ship and the sea. I was in no rush to leave, but I knew I would when my child was no longer a child. I made use of my time while they grew up. I learned the ins and outs of new trade routes, investigated corrupt kingdoms, selected new targets. I also followed up on rumors of a mystical artifact called the Dagger of Fortune.
Ooh, what does it do? I've never heard of this dagger.
It brings luck to its wielder. Luck in the form they desire. If they want to fight, it will help them fight. If they want to run, or hide, or even disguise themselves, it will help them do that, too. Above all else, I want Thea to be safe. While the dagger is not a guarantee of safety, it will help tremendously, and I know Thea will use it well.
That's amazing. I can see why you wanted to find it.
A truly extraordinary item. And when the time came to set sail, I went at it with ferocity. This was the period when my infamy truly grew. Several rulers were, well, quite mad at me, to say the least. They had ships out looking specifically for me and my crew.
Very impressive. Did these ships cause you any problems?
They certainly made things more challenging, usually when I was docked at a port. I managed to visit Violet a few times, one of them being the birth of my granddaughter. But in general, it was difficult to visit my family. The hired mercenaries had an easier time tracking me down on land, and I didn't want to lead them to the people I cared for most. It was a simple thing for me and my crew to run from them, but it would have been much harder for Gwen and Corey to uproot themselves from the family home.
Ugh, that does sound difficult.
As time went on, I grew older and older. This wasn't a sad thing for me, simply a fact of the passage of time. I had lived a full, wonderful life. I knew my Violet and their daughter Thea would be just fine. But I wanted to complete a few more things before I went on to the next plane. One of the last things I wanted to do was to find the Dagger of Fortune.
Did you succeed?
You bet I did. I got it and I hid it somewhere even harder to find. Though I didn't finish everything in time. For one, I never told my family about the dagger. Only I knew of its whereabouts, and I didn't want that secret to die with me. However, I was so determined to finish what I started that death couldn't stop me.
Is this when you became a ghost?
Yes. I even led my crew as a ghost captain for a little bit. Oh, the rumors that spread about me then. It was the stuff of proper legends. But now, my only loose end to tie up is to visit Thea. It took me longer than I wanted to track her down, but I'm so close. I need to tell her about the dagger.
We'll make this last thing happen. I'll find Thea and bring her here tonight, and you'll be able to tell her everything. I leave Scarlet in the field and walk to the city. It's not far, but I keep a brisk pace so that we don't have to worry about the sunrise. Scar won't be able to talk to Thea during the day, and even though she is one patient ghost, I don't want to make her wait for tomorrow. But it's the perfect night to do this. We have more time than we would any other night. I'm confident I'll be able to make this meeting happen. It's rotten luck that Thea ended up in this town. Few cities have wards in general, let alone those that keep out ghosts. That's probably because it's uncommon for ghosts to manifest, but in fairness, it's not uncommon for ghosts that do manifest to be, well, unpleasant. Sometimes they're downright malevolent. Or so I hear. I'm starting to rethink all the rumors I've heard about them. Scarlet is a very nice ghost. Once I'm in the city, I ask around for Thea. There's only a few people out and about, but she seems to be well known here. The first person I ask points me in the right direction, and it takes almost no time at all for me to find myself on her doorstep. A woman holding a young toddler answers the door when I knock. This must be Thea. She looks a lot like her grandmother. The toddler in her arms watches me with interest, but Thea just looks confused. That's fair. I am knocking on her door at midnight. This is a pretty confusing situation, after all.
Can I help you?
Hi. You're Thea, I take it?
Yes.
I have a message for you from your grandmother, Scarlet. Well, more than a message, actually. She sent me to come find you.
What? I don't understand how that could be possible.
She's a ghost.
A ghost? What do you mean?
It's difficult to explain, and kind of a long story, so bear with me here. I was in the fields outside the city, and—
How about you come inside? It'll be warmer for both of us.
That would be nice. Thank you. We sit by the fireplace, and I explain the situation to her. Apparently, Thea has had people come talk to her about Scarlet before, though usually not in the middle of the night. Some of them have tried to convince her to join or captain their ship, while others have tried to attempt some poorly concocted revenge. It's not common knowledge that Thea is Scarlet's granddaughter, but a number of people have figured it out. Some with good intentions, some with bad. I notice Thea really starts listening when I bring up Gwen and Corey. The people who track her down have never looked past Scarlet's descendants. They don't care about her partners or the part of her life that took place on land. Thea has never had anyone mention the names of her other grandparents. This is enough to convince her to come with me.
You don't seem like the type to try anything, but just in case, you should know I learned a thing or two from Scarlet, and you'll regret crossing me.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Good. Now that that's out of the way, I hope you don't mind if I bring my son along. Come on, Tobin. I want you to meet Grandma.
The three of us head to the field. Thea seems a little nervous. It's been a long time since she's talked to Scarlet. Tobin, however, is excited to be out this late. His head whips around as he takes in the late night sights, and soon he starts asking questions about the bats and other animals that come out at night. Thea and I take turns answering his questions. When we get to the field, I stop at the entrance and tell Thea where to go. She heads over as fast as she can while still carrying a toddler. I want to give the three of them some privacy. This feels like a family thing, and I don't want to intrude. I also don't want to accidentally overhear the location of this buried treasure. Is it actually buried? I don't think Scarlet specified. She's a pirate, so probably? Maybe that's something else I should rethink. I ought to meet some more pirates. They sound like a fun bunch of folks. As I'm mulling over future plans and adventures, Thea turns and gestures for me to come over.
Thank you for bringing my family to me.
Of course.
We've decided that I'm going to travel with Scarlet to collect the dagger. Tobin is coming, of course. Can't leave that little squirt behind.
I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
One last journey. I can't wait to spend time with my great-grandson. Show him the sights. Teach him the ways of the sea. We're going to have so much fun.
What, you're not going to teach me the ways of the sea?
You already know them, my dear. Unless you've forgotten the years of sailing practice I gave you when you were younger.
I would never. But you'd better show me how the cannons work this time.
All right. Should I instruct Tobin as well?
Grandmother!
I'm only joking. I promise not to arm the three-year-old.
I should hope.
You mean to say I shouldn't teach Tobin sword fighting when we're done here?
Ryan, don't give Scarlet any ideas.
Don't worry. No sharp weapons until he's five at least.
Gods, give me strength.
Thea and Scarlet work out further details of their trip while I entertain Tobin, who's tiring himself out chasing bats across the field. So much for a peaceful night of stargazing. But I can't complain. This was way more interesting. I can watch the stars any clear night, but how often do I get the chance to meet a ghost? A pirate ghost. I'll take an interesting night over a peaceful one any day. Or any night, I guess. This was certainly not a peaceful night for Thea. I hope her voyage is a success. With Scarlet leading the way, I bet it will be. Plus, Thea seems like she can handle herself and her son. I'm sure they'll do great. Maybe this excitable toddler will grow up to be a fearsome marauder. I'd like to see that. No sharp weapons for this one, though. Not yet, anyway.
Thank Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Ghost Story, was written and produced by Tal Minear. The voice of Scarlet was Ace Kosaira, and Thea was voiced by Amani. The voice of Ryan was Tal Minear. A big thanks to Ilya for supporting this episode. If you're enjoying the show, consider following us on social media. We're at SideQuestingPod on Twitter, at SideQuesting on Instagram, and can also be found at sidequestingpod.tumblr.com. There's also merch available at tpublic.com under the username SideQuesting.
I'm working on a little time capsule project to send a message to the future, and these recordings are a part of it. This recorder, our payload, and there's a whole group of us working on it.
Half of the things I want to build won't work anyway. And the end of the world isn't going to stop me from trying.
There's always a danger to building something like this. A miscalculation, a wrong decimal, hell, even a drop of fuel too little, and this whole thing could go sideways.
So it's not like you have to be a rocket scientist to build a rocket. Never mind.
The Earth is fucked. It's broken, and it's awful, and it's tearing itself apart. And there's nothing any of us can do to stop it.
What will be here is a sci-fi audio drama about living on a doomed Earth and building things anyway. Find out more about the show at whatwillbehere.crd.co and subscribe on your podcatcher of choice today.